From the Heart, January 13. Be conformed to the Word. In vain they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men. Those who desire to know the truth have nothing to fear from the investigation of the Word of God. But upon the threshold of investigation of the Word of God, inquirers after truth should lay aside all prejudice and hold in abeyance all preconceived opinion, and open the ear to hear the voice of God from His messenger. Cherished opinions, long-practiced customs and habits, are to be brought to the test of the Scriptures, and if the Word of God opposes your views, then, for your soul's sake, do not wrest the Scriptures, as many do to their soul's destruction in order to make them seem to bear a testimony in favor of their errors. Let your inquiry be, what is truth? Not, what have I hitherto believed to be truth? Do not interpret the Scriptures in the light of your former belief and assert that some doctrine of finite humanity is truth. Let your inquiry be, what saith the Scriptures? Make up your mind that your former theories must change if they are not in harmony with the doctrines of the Bible. You are called upon to put forth diligent effort to discover what is truth. This should not be thought a hard requirement, for we are called upon to toil for our temporal and earthly blessings, and it is not to be expected that we shall find the heavenly treasure unless we are willing to dig in the mines of truth and exercise all our powers of mind and heart to understand. Beware lest you read the Word of God in the light of erroneous teaching. It was on this very ground that the Jews made their fatal mistake. They declared that there must be no different interpretation placed upon the Scriptures than that which had been given by the rabbis in former years. And as they had multiplied their traditions and maxims and had clothed them with sacredness, the Word of God was made of no effect through their traditions. And if Jesus Christ, the Word of God, had not come into the world, humanity would have lost all knowledge of the true God. It is Satan's studied plan to pervert the Scriptures and to lead us to put a false construction on the Word of God. All articles of faith, all doctrines and creeds, however sacred they have been regarded, are to be rejected if they contradict the plain statements of the Word of God.